This is ridiculous.
Bottom line is, he's the president of the United States. He probably has other things that's on his mind.
I want to know what book he's reading, and I want to know what he's saying.
Why an ascot? Because I want my America back.
Weekdays. Weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 8 Central. Start your day with TV1's News One Now, the only daily news show that looks at the issues from our perspective. Today, host Roland Martin talks to former Republican National Committee member, Chairman Michael Steele. Roland Martin from Washington, D.C. Good morning.
Hey, folks. Good morning. Hope you had a fabulous weekend. We had a good time, Tom, at the Trumpet Awards over the weekend, airing on TV1. It'll be Easter Sunday, so it's a great time. And everybody there said hello to you and the whole crew. Man, the University of Michigan students, black students, there are demanding, Tom, increased diversity on the campus. And they threaten that if things don't happen, it will get a little physical. Folks start freaking out, and they say, yo, calm down. We're talking about nonviolent protests and other forms of action. They have been active on Twitter with the hashtag BBUM. And joining us right now is one of those student leaders, Senior Tyrell Collier, a leader of the Black Student Union. Hey, Tyrell, welcome to the Tom Jordan Morning Show.
Good morning.
So how has you guys met with university leaders and the students have been very vocal? You know, historically, Michigan has been one of the schools that has frankly admitted African-Americans. You think back to the 40s and 50s and 60s. But you say enough is not being done for black students there.
Yeah, absolutely not. We started the VVU campaign back in November with the purpose of giving the 4.6% black students there a voice. Because marginalized students at the University of Michigan do not feel at home. I think BBUM reflects a sort of campus culture that's prevalent across the United States with black, predominantly white institutions. And so, we issued our demands last week. We did meet with the university last Friday, and they seem eager to work with us to implement change.
This reminds me of some of the efforts in the 70s when you had black students on many college campuses who used protests to demand change. So you're talking about you want black enrollment. You said it's 4.6% right now?
Yes, it's 4.6%.
How many students at Michigan? Out of how many students?
40,000.
40,000 students. So the BSU wants it up to 10%. You also want emergency scholarships for black students and also, interesting, lower housing rates for low-income students.
Absolutely, yeah. A lot of low-income students have to move out to surrounding cities to find lower housing rates in the city of Ann Arbor. So that just reflects one of the things that we've been looking for. Back to the enrollment, the 4.6% black students reflects a 30% drop in enrollment within the past 7 years. And so that's sort of one of the things we're combating with this campaign.
Also, you lay out a new cultural center and also explain race and ethnicity course requirements for all students.
Yeah, so in the School of Liberal Arts, we have a race and ethnicity requirement, but that requirement is not throughout the entire university. So, we have School of Business, School of Engineering, School of Kinesiology, and School of Music, and all of that, that do not require the race and ethnicity requirement. So we're asking for that requirement to be extended through all colleges throughout the university.
What are you majoring in?
I'm a sociology major, as well as Afro-American and African Studies.
And what do you plan to do?
What are you going to do with that?
I plan to go to graduate school for public health.
You're talking to a sociology major.
Excuse me?
Yeah, I majored in sociology.
Oh, okay.
Well, and you were on what, the 7-year program? Was that 7?
8.
8. 8-ish.
Yeah. 8-year program.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Terrell, I want to ask you this, though, because you got lots of college students who go to school and they say, look, man, I can't get involved in student protests. I'm just trying to stay here and get my degree. What would you say to them when it comes to demanding change today as opposed to waiting years down the road?
I mean, this change, I'm just thinking of, the kids that will come after me, because obviously none of this will be sort of enacted while I'm here. I only got about 4 months left, so I'm just thinking about the kids that'll come after me, my kids that'll possibly go here, and I really don't want my kids to have to deal with the same type of campus climate that I've been dealing with here.
Well, we certainly applaud you and the other students at Michigan and the other black students there who are demanding change. Folks, you can follow what they're doing with the hashtag BBUM on Twitter. Terrell Collier, we certainly appreciate it, and good luck in your campaign to get Michigan to step up when it comes to black students.
Thank you.